003. Let's go learn a little. Yerushalmi Shvius is where it all comes from. Okay, Yerushalmi Shvius for up to the 8th Shir in Paragimel. Paragimel Shir Ches. Chafalaf Haman Aleph in the Oz Vahadar. And we're up to the Mishnah, I believe. Yes, we're up to the Mishnah, actually. And the Mishnah is talking about allowing your animals to fertilize the field. Hamadayar Esadehu. So Hamadayar Esadehu, the Rishas says, the Rosh Rilio says, Mashma, and this is going to be the Havamin of the Gemara. Rosh Rilio here is pulling a Rashi on us. He's explaining the Mishnah the way Rashi would. He's telling you what the Havamin of the Gemara was. He's not giving away the store. Right? The Marafulda, in this case, tells you the Gemara already in its teretz. So if you start to learn the Gemara, you don't understand the Gemara's kasha if you learn the Marafulda. But the Rishas Rilio says it the way we like it, that Mashma, Shebola Hamid Tzonsha, that you're doing it Kedei L'Zavu, that you're bringing tzon there in order to fertilize the field. You built a pen, a sahar it's called, and you're bringing in tzon in order to fertilize the field. That's what the Gemara thought Hamadayir Esadehu means. Now, and the Gemara is going to say that that's also to do. The Gemara is going to ask that that's also to do. In other words, and this actually ends up being a Machlekes Rishonim, we'll see. The Rambam may not hold of what I'm about to say. That you can't fertilize your field biyadayim, you can't put down fertilizer, and you also cannot put the behema in the field bekavona that the behema will be mezabel the field, even though you're not doing it biyadayim, you're doing it memela, you're putting the animal there. But if your intention is to be mezabel the field, most mefarshim on this sugya, the Yerushalmi, the Mishnah and the Gemara that we're about to learn, hold that that's also. The Rambam might argue, and the Mele of Lekdramandu has to be a whole different shot in the whole Mishnah Gemara. We'll see if we'll get into it or not. But meanwhile, I'm a Dayar Esadeh. So what's the problem? The problem is, if you do it to your whole field, it's certainly, we're going to deal with, the Gemara thought you have Kavana to do it. So we'll see. The Gemara is going to ask, if you have Kavana to do it, then it's also no matter what. But the Mishnah gives you a mutterdik way to do it. Chazal limited. Chazal said you can't just let them over the whole field. If they blanket the field with their zevel, it's going to look like you're being mezavel your field. So Chazal said there has to be a certain limited area in which they can do it. Again, the Havamina, the Gemara is going to say that you can't even do an inch of space. But that's what the Gemara thought. The point of the Mishnah is that you can do it in a limited space. You can't do it to your whole field. That looks like you're in without with your field. So Hamadayir Esadehu Osa Sahar, he builds a pen, the base of Sayim, for an area 50 amos by 100 amos. That's base of Sayim. The Rishash says, and it could be a square. It doesn't have to be 50 by 100. It could be 7. If you learned Erevin, you know what the Rishash is coming from. It could be 70 plus by 70 plus. Okay. So you make a base of Sayim Sahar. And then it fills up with Zevel. So it's in a limited area. The Zevel is now in a limited area. It's not over the whole field. Then, Oiker Shalosh Ruchos, he could take down three sides. Imagine a pen that's a square, a pen of animals, right? So he takes down three of the walls. Mashiach and Soyas, and he leaves the middle one. It's called the middle one now because now he's going to put the three on the other side. So that's why this is called the middle one. The fourth wall is called the middle one. And he could fill up Beis Arba'as So'in with Zevel. And that's what Chachamim allowed him to do. What?
Maybe I should be asking this, but the point of the Masdana that the intention is not to put it on the field, why would he want to put it on the field?
What? He doesn't want to fertilize the field. He wants the zevel of the animals, but he doesn't want to fertilize the field. He wants the store. He wants the zevel of the animals.
He's supposed to get rid of the zevel, not leave it there.
You don't have to, but he wants to have it.
Yeah, so what's the matter? Why is it? Why does he have to keep moving them? If he has a mind...
Chazal are limiting him. He can't let them spread their zevel. Ultimately, we're going to learn in the Mishnah, he has to then take the zevel and pile it up the way we learned in the first Mishnah. Chazal, though, still limited him that he can't blanket the field with the animal's zevel and then collect it and make the piles.
No problem. Why are you allowing him to keep moving the pen?
He can only do it once. Chazal limited the area. How they limit it? You could do 100 by 50, let's say, or 70 by 70, base of Sion, and then you could shift it and make another base of Sion. That's it. That's what they allowed you to do. No, they don't. In fact, there's a limitation. They didn't let him do base Arba Sion at once. That's too. It's too big an area.
Why would he want
to
move?
If the
Kavanah
was...
He wants more Zevel.
What do you mean? If the Kavanah was... Get the same amount of Zevel, it stays in the same place. If the Kavanah was like the Hafnir, you want to be able to be Mizal in different parts of the field, so fine, I understand why you want to move from one to the other. So you'd be able to Mizal twice as much. But if the Maskal is, you're not doing it to be Mizal, then
No, it's a good question. The Marafulda learns that the Gemara's teretz is indeed that your only intention is to have a place for your tzon to be. But they're making zevel the whole time, I guess. So Chazal limited you to this area. You have to keep them in a limited area. You can't let them graze. According to the Marafulda, I'm looking now at the Marafulda down where the Gemara gives its teretz. You're right. His intention, according to the teretz of the Gemara, is just to have a place to keep his tzon. Chazal limited the area. Chazal said on Shvius you can't let your tzon roam the whole field, because you're going to end up blanketing the field with zevel.
It doesn't look good.
It looks like you're being mazal with your field.
You're moving it anyway. Yeah,
right.
You
have to limit how you put it. You have to limit how you even originally put it down. And then they're going to say you can't leave it there. Once it's full, you have to remove it and make it in the piles of the first Mishnah. You have to make the... that, you know, three piles and 10 mishpolos each pile. Once it's full, that's what you have to do. I don't know if I call it a chumrah. That's how you deal with your animals. In other words, this mishnah is dealing with how do you deal with your animals' zevel on shvius. Your animals are being mezavel the whole field. So the mishnah is saying you have to limit the area where you're going to let the animals be. You have to limit it to a four sotin. We'll allow you to end up at four sawn. We won't even let you do four sawn at once. You do two basal sign, and then another basal sign. That's what we'll allow you to do. And then the Mishnah is going to say, on the last line of the Mishnah, it's going to say, then you have to empty out the field, and you have to make the mishpalos, the way the first Mishnah describes it.
The purpose of the four is just to tell you that's as much as you can do before you better make those mishpalos.
No, you can't do more than this. I don't see what you're saying.
Let's say he doesn't want to get down. He's got a list of things to do. One of the things he doesn't want to get to is make these mishpalos.
He has to once the base of Sion gets filled with zevel.
No, I think he has... Each side is a base of Sion, right?
He does one, it fills up with zevel.
Yeah, so
then I don't know if he has to take out the zevel. Then I guess not.
No, so
then he can make the other one.
Did I dream this one?
Then he can make the other one. Amadayras a day loshim dir shom behemos shemo mo komponi lahamid behemos vel loshom beinu miskavon zevel. Who's ready to maskan of the Gemara? Sahar kmo sachar, hekef shel mechitzas sof avatzo. Leikir shalosh ruchos. Let the Maran put it. Shenas malis asar zevel. After it fills up with zevel, leikir menasar. He's allowed to. Chazal allowed him to make one more. He can't do an esar bo asar in at once. That's already too much. Looks like he's been able to steal.
He moved on because he was full of zevel.
Yeah.
That's why he moved on to the next one.
I mean, he could theoretically take away the zevel and make the mishpolos, but he's allowed to now make another sar. Oikim and asar shalosh yuchos v'zokfum and tzarach shal and tzos v'dayir shom k'loy k'im beis ha'bo asar v'ayis ha'ashmas v'tach sodeyu v'shloshim v'day tzok demoran. I'm sure he could make the second beis ha'sayim when the first one is still full of zevel. If he empties out the first one,
that probably makes sense because
what?
You probably want the animals to move over and then you have to clear out the field. It makes sense that way.
But what is mechuyev to do? When you say he's mechuyev to empty out the sar and make the mishpalos, that's after he fills up the base arbo asar.
So I wonder if after he does that, he can really do it in another place. The point is, that's the limit.
After he does what?
After he did all of the
people
set it all up, where he can set up. So now maybe he can do it again. So well, since the point is, that's the limit of.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't think the Mishnah limits how many times he can do this.
Are you saying in a different area? Though?
Yeah.
You can do it in.
But once you make the mishpalos, I would think it's all bottle, like anything.
Starts over again. I know. You can pick a different area in the field.
Let me see the Chazanish. Chazanish on the sugyas and simon yutes is yutes yud gimel here. Inyan Mishnah Seinu, the way Yitvicha Chachamim Litein Avonim Oluchos Eitz Bedir Kadesh Lo Yizavu B'Shvias. Okay. V'nir Avog Avdenichalei B'Zibul Ahu Mikom Kon Kivin De Ikro LaHamodas Hatzon Mutter She'en Hamodas Hatzon Avodah Mamash. V'chod Doma B'Yerushalmi Kini Masnis And Aroitzel Lahamit Tzon B'Tzoch Sodehu. The Mashma Shanon Mealfinon La Ech that we're teaching him Echlin Dayer, the Ainin Yon Okein, Ela the Mutal Hamad Atzon, Afshiesh Bezem Bishum Dior Zayel Zevel. Then the Emes Bocher Mokam Asad the Kadela Daira, it means to be Mazabalit. Osur, Vafshim Yasa Achaka Hashpatos. V'hinei godru chachomim b'zeh she'ein osa b'pam achas yesu b'beis asayim. V'yem yesh lo tzon harbe, what does a guy with a lot of tzon do? They don't fit. Al korchach oysa lehen sar b'mokom she'ein oimid l'zriya o yaser ritzpo b'sar, like in the previous Mishnah. V'afim yelo hefzed b'dobar mashma d'lo hitiru. V'yesh lo reshus lasos od sar v'la'avar hatzon al hasheni. The Ivy Shiratson of the Zemishim Tovas Hatzon. Aval and Machavin Kaday Ladayer Ode Bay Sa'a, Osir. Vaina Rashay Lahamad Hatzon Mishneyim Babasachas. The Chayav Lasos Ashpothos Mizevel Shebesahar Horishon. When? The Lonis Parish Kamas Man Yeshlo Lahotzi Hazevel Ashpatos. What did you hear? If you clear it out, can you then just do another one? Okay, let me just look in one more place to answer that. I'm saying in Svara, yes. I would look in Rav Chaim.
Derech Emunah. I would have thought not, because you're still fertilizing the field for that small amount of time.
But again, your kavana is.
I don't know kavana, but then when we see the onlookers to say, "Well, this month he was in this part of the field, next month he's in the next part of the field,"
sure.
And we it's going to look like it's really fertilizing the field. Even though he's moving it out, but still, while it was there, it fertilized the field for that time.
Aiming it.
Yeah.
I don't know if the Rambam's a good place to look. Yeah, because the Rambam has a different sheet. Right, well, let's try, let's see. But he usually speaks out all the sheetas. Here we are. Mutuladam hoitz evel min asar shel tzon. Oh, Rav Chaim and Derech Emuna. The Yeshle Histapek. The Yeshle Histapek, Lefi Das Harash. That's not the Rambam. We're in the Rash. The way we're learning is the Rash. In La'achar Shehotzi Lash Pasot, in Botel Osor Dir Lagamri, the Yochel Lasos Chodosh B'mokom Sheyirtze, O Sheosor Afachar Shotzio Lasos Dir Acher, Ela. Only declares. So, wait, actually stopping Nun Beis. It is in the Chazanish. I was looking at the Chazanish, I didn't see it. It's in the Chazanish. Okay, it's Chazanish of Safek. Ubetaysefta paragimel halacha yud, perag beis halacha yud gimel mashma the mutter, tzarechian, I am a beer ha halacha. Okay? So at least we know that we don't know. Okay? So again, so we saw it in the Chazanit. Chazanit gives a good summary. You can't do it at once, but Chazal limited your area, and if you have too much sowing, you're in trouble. But they allowed you four, but only in this way. Two, and then two. B'shimah gamliel loim b'beishmoyin ha-son. B'shimoyin ha-son, so the way, instead of, in the Tanakhama, you ended up with a common wall. And you move three walls to the other side. Here, it's you end up with a common post, like one stick, and you make all around. So you have 2, 4, 6, 8. Wait, no. So what's the, then you have a common post?
If it's a corner post, though, it's 8. If it's an essential field, it's 10. But if
it's no, it's a common post.
So it's 8.
So it's 8. Why? Where's the post? It's in the center.
So it's at the corner of this field.
It's in the same corner.
It's
yeah.
The corner of the field.
I'll see two, three, four. Right. Yeah, that counts. That's what Shimon Gamliel like. Ha'isa kol sodeo beis arba asoim. So if you do what Chazal allowed you to do, so then it's going to look bad.
What so, you're allowed to do, but
you're not allowed to do it? B'shayim, emenu
or if that's all you have, that's
if
your
all you have. If kol sodeo was arba asoim. Shemhoyo, I'm reading now from the Rosh Shrilio. Shemhoyo is a kul osar, nintza kemazabel sodeo. The dafko beis arba asoim tzorech l'shayim. Avol emlo is a kul achas ala beis asayim, ain't tzorech l'shayim. Oh, that's interesting. Upliga hai tosefta. Okay, it's only when you have the larger area that you can't do it all, if that's your whole field.
Maybe beis asayim is like a normal way to pen your sheet. So that's why.
Okay. Depends how many sheep you have.
Yeah.
Roy Luzria. That's what we say.
Roy Luzria. You
Roy Luzria.
What if you
a place where you would plant something?
Right. But let's say someone has two fields, so you can do basic time each field.
How does he define the end of one field, beginning of
right?
One?
Is it different banks?
However, you do it in the Sechus Pei, Perik Beis.
Fine.
Sechus Pei, Perik Beis, because you can't take Pei from one field on another. So Mesechus Pei is busy with what's called one field and what's called two fields, because you can't be Mavrish Pei.
So because if you have so many sheep, and you want to just split your field in half, make one field and make another field, then you get
so you probably can't do that.
Okay.
Or maybe you can do it. I'm serious. I would imagine Perig Beis and Pei and Mishnah Aleph, which discusses when one field becomes two fields. Okay. Umotzim and Asachar v'noisel etech sodeo k'derech hamazablan. So that's what we've been saying all along. that you write Shalosh Ashposos Lebeisov. The Gemara Meforesh, the Rishash says, a mountain, the Sheikh Sikoim, the Avoida. Right, if you need that angle also here. Okay.
I missed that.
What?
I just missed that.
If you need also Mishap Pasco and the Avera, that was also a limitation.
Does that have to do with this opening?
Right. Then the Gemara will ask it. Okay. Tamon Tninon, Soda, Shiniz Kafso. Soda Shiniz Kafso. So the Maral Fulda learned Shinitl Hakoitsa Mimena Bishvias. But really, we're going to learn, if we get up to there, there's going to be a machlekes amayroim, exactly what the kafza means. Rav Fulda says, like one of the amayroim, that it means to take away the kaitzim. Kaitzim, that's betolish. No, you're not allowed to. That's the point of the Mishnah. So the Shinis Katzo, they didn't cancel you. There's no knas.
Tizara lematzoi shvias. I thought that meant it was allowed. In fact, they didn't cancel you, so it was allowed.
No, no, they didn't cancel you. Tizara lematzoi shvias. You're allowed to be... You're allowed to plant a matzah shvius. Benefit from the fact that you took off, they took away the kaitzim. The kaitzim are betolish, by the way. The mechuber, which is much more serious because it's much more of a tolda of choresh, even though toldas on anyway not also in diraisa, but it's still more chomer. What would normally be a tolda, which means if it would be the mechuber and you're ripping it out. So Sodash and Akatsa Tizarla Matsoy Shvias, they did not cancel you. But Nitaiva, Shahri Shahitek, Marafulda says. We'll see about that later in the Perek. Like what does it mean Nechri Shahitek? Like why did he plow it? Was he allowed to plow it once? And he wasn't allowed to plow it. Haytev. Kol Oilam Kharshanoi Sapa Machas Luhushte Pamit. Okay, it's not so nageya now, that angle. Shinitaiva, it was plowed shaloi kedin. Why don't you just say shaloi kedin is if it's plowed? So that we'll see. Oh, shinitaiva, which that's what we're talking about. So there the knas is so great that loy tizor lematoy shvius. Obviously, it's also to do. In other words, there is a chilek between, I guess, how fundamental an improvement you're making in the field. That's the basic, like, we're all going, like, the secondary application of the Mishnah. Taninon is a Mishnah, right? The Mishnah's main point is that there's a chilek in the Knas Chazal between how fundamental an improvement you're doing. If you're just clearing away the kaitzim, which were tolosh, the Gemara there will explain. So they did not cancel you, but if you actually... What?
That's
well, it is.
It's just land making it easier for you to be able to...
I don't know. That's called a told of Chavisha on Shabbos. I don't know what. If you clear away the tolosh. It's not called a told of Chavisha. If you take if you masakel your field, you know, clear away
of
water.
You're not connecting anything to the dirt.
You're improving the field. You want to know? Rashi and Bechayra says it's still not Talmud. Hamishnah, I'm reading you from Moscow. Hamishnah medaberes bekotzim shetlushim hamavuzarim. Oh, you have it there. Look at note 8. Look at. Oh, you have the English one. Oh, I have the Hebrew one. I don't know. It's the same one. The Mishnah is talking about the mefaneh kotzim tlushim hamavuzarim besadish. After Shabbos, he no osel medirabana. On Shabbos, to clear away, yeah, it's medirabana also to clear away something in the field that's tolush. But you're preparing the field for Harisha. but not in a fundamental way, because it's tolish, it's not mechubar, you're just like clearing it away.
He
not
says like, over here that if it was mechubar, it would be deraisa.
Right. On Shabbos, it would be deraisa.
Oh, so that's what he means, on Shabbos? He didn't say it.
It's still only a tolda.
That's what it says.
It's still only a tolda. Even on Shabbos, it's a tolda to take away toldush.
They should have like a fax or email thing.
The Hebrew says it right. Should be, right?
The point is, the English makes the point that even though you're clearing the forms away, there's still more work has to be done before you can sow the field.
That's why they didn't cancel you. Yeah, because it's not such a... You didn't make that much of an improvement in the field, even though it's also to do with the Rabbanan on Shabbos.
Well, you're saying there's a real toast here. It says uprooting plants from the ground would involve a biblical prohibition.
Are they talking about Shabbos, or are they talking about Shabbos?
No, it says Shabbos on it.
Oh, they don't say on Shabbos?
It says Shabbos.
No, then it's a mistake. It's a mistake. I mean, it would, according to Rava. Or Abaye, you know. That would be wrong. When I did the machlekes, I'm wrong in my cotton, but it's absurd. All of Shas always assumes, like the Amoyer that holds, that told us I'm a drabon on Shvius. Nobody ever talks that it's also a deraiser. So it's a mistake. However, on Shabbos, it happens to be a deraiser. Yeah, but he says they wrote the Bible.
The sentence says, uprooting thorns in the ground would involve a biblical prohibition.
Okay, that's wrong. Okay, so, a kaponim, okay, so it's not such a fundamental improvement. He says, because they explain, because you still have so much work to do. But the taiva, they plowed it, shaloka did, on the daira, like his early matzoi shvius. Till when? What do you mean, like his early matzoi shvius? What would you have to do? You would have to, I don't know, maybe there's a din b'chdei she'asu. Like, how long do you have to wait? What do you mean, like, term mitzvah she'is? What about?
Forever and ever, right?
It means forever? It means, okay. You can't do it with this improvement? You have to, like, take it away and put it back? Like, maybe it means you can't use this harisha to plant the field. You can't use this fertilization to plant the field. So what should you do? I guess at some point the fertilization loses its power. What?
Wait a year.
A year, well. Maybe. You have to realize, I just have. Motzei Shvius means the eighth year. In common parlance. No, it doesn't mean like a few hours, like you say, Motzei Shabbos. Motzei Shvius is a whole year. So taka, you can't plant it the eighth year. I don't know, you said it as maybe it means, no, I realize Motzei Shvius means that. Yeah, Motzei Shvius means the eighth year.
That's what it means.
Yeah. Akaponim, the Gemara sees a stira in the daira. Amarav Yaina, Kine Masnisin. Kine means in truth. We gotta stop learning Yishamim words. Yeah, Kainhu. Kainhu. They translate it as Kainhu. Kine Masnisin, Haroi Tzalamet Tzoyim B'toich Sodehu, for other purposes, Oisusar Beisusai. Oisusar Beisusai. So the Marafulda says, right, Dochlein Mechav Merak Lahamet Shem Atzoin, Shein Lishem Okamacher, Shein Hosom Shekina Lekach Avika Chosom. Okay, and we saw in the Chazon Ish, you can't be Mechav and to be Mezabal either. And the animals are there. Okay. Let's see how. And the Rambam Shita. Wait, let's see. Mutal Adam Lahitzu Zevel Menasar Shol Tzayim Venoitum Atoich Sadeo Kederach Kol Machnitzu Zevel to make the Ashpatois. Lahitzu Dir Betoich Sadeo Bishvius. Lo yaseo yoyser al beso sayim viachnas atzon letocho. Uch sheyiz belos kol adir meniach lefenachem midifnei hadir veifnei achabesidai ninsu betalo letoch deo beso arbo asoyim. So the Rambam is mashma, even though you can't really bring a raya. No, you see, the Reb Chaim Kanievsky still learns that even in the Rambam, the Iker is Lahamodos Hatzoy. Even if he makes Ashpazos, that's the Chazanish, but he says it even in the Rambam. Let's see what he says in the Bir HaHalacha. No, I'll see. Okay. Nothing wrong with the Rambam agreeing. There are sheetahs that the Rambam disagrees. No one holds you could put an animal in your field, even on Manas L'Savel, because you're not being Mazavel the Yadayim. Chachamim asked you from doing it, Samarasayim. And they said you have to do it in a way that it's nikar, that you're not mezabel biyadayim, that you're not planning and working on being mezabel the field. But then you have to say shenidaira in the brisa. If you go with this mahalach, then you have to say shenidaira is lav dafka. When the Gemara says sadu shenitavta in the nidaira is passive. According to the Rambam, if that's mutter, why should you be knas? So obviously. What? The Rambam doesn't mean that.
What does he say in the Mishnah over there?
What?
What does the Rambam say on that Mishnah, wherever that Mishnah is?
Okay, it's in Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Gimel.
Maybe Nidavim? Oh, I don't know. In the Rambam, I mean, this Mishnah is in
Shvius
somewhere.
Kadei sheiz yofel zvir b'matzoy shviyus. Kaitzen I said v'lo yizan b'matzoy shviyus. Maver kaitzen. No, he just talks about oh nora. Haina shecharish charish rishayna. I zav lo. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky says bein shezibla mamish bein shechnis shom dir shol behemos. Keeps calling the Chazanish. Okay, so maybe he holds the Rambam holds it also. V'loy osa k'din hamavu l'kamam b'perek beiz v'loy osa b'isra k'day she'iz dabol sadeyu v'afal gav d'zibu l'enu osa m'dirabonon mikom ukom kima shehuchna l'zriya v'gam yesh zvach zevel b'peris k'ansinan lay. Okay, it was a significant accomplishment. Okay, let's go a little weiter. Bakolo sincere. Okay, it doesn't look like a haroma if you make weak walls. You don't say it looks like haroma bi'alma. Does it have to be less than three tefachim each? Sounds like it. Where do you get three from? No, within three of each other. So you have ten. That's what it sounds like. There's many times in Shas, although I can't tell you one now, if you ask me, that even though there doesn't seem to be a reason for halachic mechitza, but a mechitza is something ten tefachim. That's a mechitza. Because you have a concept, even without lovud, you have a concept of gedoyim boikim boy. Can't have something that gedoyim, like that's not a mechitz, it's not a fence. If baby goats can climb their way in, so like, and the reason it's not given out slobber, it's not lover if it's three tefachim. It's given as gedoyim boikim boy. A koponim, so you could make it out of makeshift walls, I guess, even though it's not so niker, not niker at all, maybe. That's the gears of the Pnei Moshe, is the way we have it printed. In other words, if you have it too far apart, then what? If you have it too far apart, then it looks like you're being misabel with your field.
What too far apart? So they're not sharing a wall.
They're not sharing a wall. So they. He bring down from the beer halacha. Okay, hold on. Where was it? Perek Gimel was the.
He's talking about two adjoining fields.
Oh, your case. Listen to Rav Chaim Kanievsky in Bir Ha'alach. V'nei Mashakosav, he's quoting the Gemara. U'bilvat shalo yehei ben tsar l'sar k'maloi sar. Tamua. The v'mazizim b'vur da'asar ha'sheni tzarech lismoch. Asar ha'rishon mamish. V'kvar tome b'zeh b'seif and nir. The way the tzad we had before, that when you clean up the first one, it's bottle, but then it can be
it's
anything.
Not totally bottle. That's
the second. Where are you reading from? Oh,
English.
Oh, because Vayyesh Lefarish Hayerushalmi, the Mayrish Kvar Hoytzi Kala Zevel Menasar, Vosash Pasis. Voskabar bottled in Sarmana Rishon, Veneker Legamri, Yochalasa Sarba Mokomache, Umikomakom Lo Yarchikasheni Yoysim, and Meloy Sar, Kadeshla Yuzabu Kolasada Al Yadeza. Okay, so that's one teretz of the Bir Alocha. That is talking about you cleaned up the Zevo and Ataka is bottled. Two fields, what makes it two fields?
I don't know, but there are two fields, but you still can't put them, far away from each other.
It has to be within a base society of each other. Okay, the ground of the Marafulda has a gear, so the other way around. His gear is. It has to be. I think the Marafulda was Gurus Ublavachi Yehei Ben Tsarlasar Kamloisar. I will Bapochos Mizan Nira Kamadayakol Sadeu. Better if it's far apart. Better if it's far apart. Why? You know, it's better a smaller area. Isn't it like the Shiloh when Yaakov sent the presents to Esau? Better a smaller area, but. According to the Marafulda, you're better off with a smaller area, even though it's in many places. So we say, B'levad sheyehei, you want to make sure they're far apart so that it doesn't look like you're Zabal Kol Sadei.
Marafulda has
yehei along here. We must have been Goyros B'levad sheyehei, not B'levad shelo yehei. No, it should be at least this much, but if it's less than this, then it's called the Medayer Kol Sadeu. Also, Amokam Chaylev Boy, Vegrezes Boy, Amoylech Amevius Atzayin Derech Aleha. Marafulda said that goes on Bein Sahar Lo Sahar. How can you do that?
Maybe you can do this all over the place. Two here.
No, we're talking now that you have to have less than a Maloy Sar being Sar of a Sar.
So maybe this setup in the Mishnah, you let it do 10 times. Just you have to have a Sar in between each setup.
They bring down here that the Pashtus also a Mokum means the Mokum a Sar. Not the place between the Sar and the Marafolda. If they want a Bozai, take the Marafolda here. They say the Pashtus shadows that Oysa Mokum a Sar. so he could do his work there. So he brings down from the Bir Halacha that the Mishnah means you have to. You have to do Tzorchei Hatzom there.
And
what?
I see here at the back there is Makot. Some say it is Makot, twice in the Mishnah.
So Nachamo, we're learning that also Makot means the Makot Masar, and the din is you have to do the work of the Tzom there. Or else Vaitar looks like you must have what you feel, I guess. If they took all these safeguards, they shouldn't look. How do you work your stone if they're example? Until it's full. Molech, maybe it's a tzom there, huh? Yeah, you have to show that the Sahar, its purpose is the Tzorchei Hatzom, not to collect zevul. And the other pshat, he said, the other pshat is talking about the no man's land. It's not talking about the Mokum Sahar, it's talking about the space between the Sahars. So you can bring your tzom there, and you're not afraid it'll look like just part of the general mirror for the tzom. You could bring your tzom to the strip between the two besars in order to work with them, to milk them. But that's the other pshat here. Oysa amokam b'mokam between the two besosayans. Chaylev boi v'gaylev boi v'moylech maybe it's a tzoy derech aleh. So one pshat is also amokam means it's the sahar. Chaylev boi v'gaylev boi v'moylech maybe it's a tzoy derech aleh. We don't say what, we don't say he's doing it specifically for Zevo, I guess. Mara Fulda learns Asya Mokum is Bein Sahar Lasar, the no man's land, which is less than Beis Asayim, so you could bring your animals there and they could be there. And what Benat Chesha looks like one big Hemshech. What? Where? The Mara Fulda is Uber Lashi Yehei. I think the Marafulda learned the Bivat Shiyahei. I tell you, it's a psychological question. He holds if they're Bivat Shiyahei, Mumaisar, that if they're too close, it looks like you're being Marbe Zeva. If they're far apart, then. What
does it do with the animal?
What? That's the same question. We're talking about that. What the case is the same question. Okay. Then just to finish up the common post. That's the common post, and you make a sar on each of the four sides, and you have to find a sign. Okay, we'll stop.